And now it's time for your financial destination with Roger Hamilton, with strategies to enhance or improve your retirement income.
Hello, I'm Roger Hamilton, and welcome to the Financial Destination Show. So over the next 15 minutes, we'll go over some ideas, some strategies to help you improve your current investments and to enhance your retirement income. We're going to focus once again on your RIF, your RSP that converts to a Registered Retirement Income Fund, a RIF, the year after your 71st birthday, or maybe it has begun already. Now, maybe you were born in 1950, so your 71st birthday was in 2021. In January this year, your RIF and or your LIF, your life income payments, have begun. So sometime this year, you turn 72. And so does actress Victoria Principal. Yes, Pamela Barnes from the 80s TV series Dallas. And Morgan Fairchild turned 72 this year. And back in the day, 40 years ago, I would have had a big TV crush on both. Now, they're 72. But hey, I'm 40 years older, so I'm not too far behind. But how the heck did that happen so fast? Martin Short, Bill Murray, and Richard Dean Anderson, MacGyver, all turned 72 this year. Marky Post from Night Court, David Cassidy from the Partridge Family, and John Candy, all three would have been 72, but sadly did not make it. If you're listening in this morning, you have made it. So let's stick around for a decade or two, just chase down age 90 together, and continue growing or extending the life of your retirement income. So we're going to deal with that $400,000 portfolio like we have in the past. Now, your amount could be higher or lower, but $400,000 is kind of average for a 70-year-old. But more importantly, just an easy number to work with. Dividing it in half or quarters, $400,000, it's easy radio math. But whatever the amount, as you enter your 70s, what are reasonable expectations, the returns for your investments? Now, if you're under 65, a 7% annual return is what you're looking for. You can average that over the next 10-year span, and money will double at 7% return over 10 years. And then you continue to build and add to that. Now, the last 3 years, the returns have doubled that. It's been a 14% average return the past 3 years, with nothing too high risk, just normal, quality, value, blue chip, growth funds. It's been a super hay crop, ideal weather conditions, low rates, low inflation, equities have soared. In the past decade, most investors have or should have exceeded those 7% annual gains. As you enter your 70s, the realistic goal or returns as you begin to take money out should be a 6% annual return. That'd be the goal for this decade. For that, perhaps you reduce some growth to dividend or income later this decade, provided those returns or rates offered are suitable. Now, your advisor should help you guide you and select the proper funds from age 70 to 80. To keep that income stream producing a relatively stable 6% style returns. As you withdraw between 5 to 7.5% per year later this decade. Remember, to get to 6 and 7% returns, often it'll take years at 14% to offset the +2 and the -2 years. But if you're stuck in funds paying you 5% or less every year, your average return may disappoint you. You might miss out. You left too much hay in the field, opportunity lost, and there's no refund on lost time. Now, while you're in your 80s, in today's terms, a 5% annual average would be reasonable in return, holding a bit more in lower fixed income offerings, however not overweighting and settling for too less. Don't shut down the engines off completely while you're still 20 minutes from the runway, but bring it down rather comfortably and slowly reduce your speed. And again, to get an average of 5%, will require some years of 7% plus, not locking yourself into returns below inflation. So let's go back to age 70 plus. Good quality growth, dividend style funds, and don't chase after current hot trends like emerging markets or precious metals or minerals, but a bit more broader, diversified, long-term performers. So from this $400,000 portfolio, a RIF, could all be placed in a very well-allocated group of life-insured, segregated, or SEG funds, geographically diverse, U.S., Canada, global, growth, dividend, and balance as you age, or as rates or markets determine. And you continually rebalance, something you and your advisor continue to do over the next five-year plans, but not every 5 weeks or 5 months. Now, to help smooth out your RIF's income stream, when markets are under pressure, like so far this year, which happens maybe 20% of the time. Markets rise or gain about 80% of the time, and the next decade returns most likely won't be as lofty as the previous. For those who've had nice double-digit returns, you are well cushioned and ahead of the 6% rate. But going forward, this next decade, returns probably won't be more often in the single-digit returns. As we hit our 70s and beyond, the old rule was at least 50% of your investments in bonds and GICs. But with rates low, long-time low, climbing some but still relatively low, bonds offer very little in return. And GIC rates are next to nothing. And if GIC rates go up, when interest rates go up. And if interest rates go up, usually because inflation goes up. And you're still trailing. You're losing dollar purchasing power. And again, withdrawing at a clip of 6% and earning well below that, money starts to drain. And at those rates, your reward for living longer is the fear of running out of money. So if you're $400,000, you could place 15%, $50,000, $60,000 or so, could be placed in alternatives, private income or equity funds. Most have a target distribution of around 7% annually. In January, for example, when markets fell and the COVID crash of 2020 and the sell-off in 2018, while the markets were under some stress, how reassuring was it for clients to see not only 15% of their portfolio not down, but quite the opposite, still earning or distributing income at 7% or more? Yes, a straight 7% returns looked a little dull during the past 3 years of double-digit returns. But now, 7% fixed looks mighty fine. And again, 6 to 7%, that's the annual goal we're looking for. So alternative markets, now over $1 trillion, booming real estate, corporate lending, government tax credits, or mid-cap U.S. companies. You can go online and gather some introductory information, and you can see some past performance, which helps sort of judge what the outcomes might be. But you'll speak to a professional in the field, a market specialist, to determine what private fund or funds may be suitable to you. Now, for the most concerned investor whose biggest fear is, I'm going to lose all my money or most of it, or I spend too much of it, or for whatever reason, not sure if their money will last. Well, annuities, money for life products, might be something to consider going forward. Maybe 25%, 100,000 of this 400,000 could be placed here. We'll see. Let's check it out right after this break.
Welcome to your Financial Destination Show, an educational investment series hosted by Roger Hamilton, featuring strategies to enhance your retirement income. During his 10 years as a financial advisor, Roger has provided sound advice on how to improve personal investments to hundreds of people, many of whom are Seaside FM listeners. To discuss how to improve your investments, email Roger at roger@yourfinancialdestination.ca. Visit yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879.
That outperform and that are suitable to your goals and needs can be overwhelming. Understanding the advantages of growth segregated funds and or market linked indexes might have over balanced mutual funds could benefit your investments now and for estate planning later on. Diversifying part of your portfolio in private equity funds could have a significant impact on your retirement income. On your Financial Destination Show, we'll discuss these strategies and more to enhance your retirement income.
And we're back. Money for life. That's exactly what it means. You'll receive a fixed amount of income forever, just like OAS and CPP or a defined benefit pension from where you once worked. They're a form of annuities, all these lifelong pensions. You can set one up for yourself. So again, $100,000, easy radio math, at age 72 in your RIF. And you have to withdraw about 5.4% of whatever your total is. So $400,000 would be 21.6. This portion of it, 100,000, 5.4, $5,400. That's the minimum. So all those years of building up your RSP, now it's coming out. $100,000. Let's say your investments make nothing, just in zero account, easy math. You withdraw $5,400 this year. At the start of next year, you have $94,600 at age 73. And the withdrawal rates, the amount you have to take out, increases every year. So it keeps increasing now to 5.5%, but not of the 100,000, but of the new balance at the end of the year, which was 94.6. 94.6, 5.5% is $5,200. Now your income has dropped, but prices go up. So now you have $94,600. You take out $5,200 in year number two. Now you have $89,400 by year three, by age 74, and you have to take out 5.7% of that. Well, that's $5,100. So your income keeps dropping because your balance is not growing. You are taking out 5.5% or more and getting zero returns. So you have to take out extra, and now the slow drain starts to speed up quickly. Or to make your money last longer, you keep reducing your income while prices inflate. Even at a 3% return, you still lose income. The drain's a bit slower, but with the same dollars, inflation eats away at your purchasing power. So obviously, if you're getting a 6% clip in value funds and private income funds, if you're making that kind of return, your money stays ahead of inflation and slows the drain and takes you into your 90s, provided nothing goes wrong. Too wrong. But what if it did? What if it was a severe market correction early into your retirement, or more than once, a couple times over the next two decades? Well, with the Money for Life, the annuity, the $100,000, again, the rate for the withdrawal at age 72 is 5.4. So the annuity pays you $5,400 that year, but it never goes any lower every year after that. It's the starting point. It's the bar. Never less than the $5,400 in this case that would continue paying you that for the next 20, 25, do you want to go for 30 years? Continuing payments. Now, should the markets go up as it should, your RIF income would go up as well. So if your $100,000 made 6% this year, it's $106,000. You took out $54,000. You have $100,600 next year. So you withdraw about 5.5. The income is now $5,530. Now that happens normally anyway, with good funds making 6% or better. But what if, despite all the good funds, bad things happen globally? Markets take a 15% dive and stayed that way low for 2 or 3 years. Unlikely, but what if? What if you want a certainty in uncertain times? So in this example, your Money for Life never pays out less than $5,400 a year for the rest of your life. Maybe more, never less, because it's a RIF, and by law, they have to pay you a continuous increasing minimum RIF withdrawal. And the insurance aspect guarantees you a set amount to the day you're no longer with us, just like OAS and CPP. It doesn't pay a lot, but it pays forever and never drops. Now the downside, normally with good growth seg funds, you probably get better returns anyway, and you have access to your money when you want, if you want more than the minimum. Now the Money for Life, it's a fixed allowance or pension, but the two, along with private income, can all complement each other. $400,000 in quality seg funds, that alone would serve you very well. Instead of maybe placing 35% or more now in bonds or fixed income, learning less than inflation, today maybe you could place 10 to 15% in private or alternative investments, paying out a target rate of 7%. Not guaranteed, but a target. Or maybe perhaps 20, 25% in your Money for Life. If you're more on the concerned side, what if the worst happened? You're still going to receive income. The money, of course, is life insured in the Money for Life. You withdrew $5,400 a year for 10 straight years, $54,000, and you stop breathing. Well, depending on the market value, there'd be at least $46,000 to pass on to your beneficiaries. So options are there for you. Life insured, quality seg funds, and if the news or the market fluctuations worry you, you could add private income and or annuities. You allocate, diversify, but know the advantages and purpose of each and how they complement your long-term goals. If this happens, I have this. And if that happens, thank goodness, I have that placed right there. So don't settle for less and tick off a box, oh, I don't know, nothing to this, nothing to that. As a client, you want to know what you have and why, and how it benefits you and your family, not the advisor or the bank. We thank you for listening in today. Glad you could. And hope we all check back in 10 and 15 years from now, and Victoria Principal and Morgan Fairchild, they'll be in their late 80s, they can tune in as well. This show will be on my website soon. You can visit yourfinancialdestination.ca. You can call 902-499-5879. This is Roger Hamilton. Until next time, stay safe and stay invested.